I'd like for you to do me a big favor.
我要请大家帮我一个忙。
Would you smile at me?
今天
All right, that's much better. That's much better.
非常好。
Good evening, family.
亲人们，晚安。
That was pretty weak.
听起来不是很强。
You're supposed to greet me better than that.
你们应该有更好的问候。
Good evening, family.
亲人们，晚上好。
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
感谢，谢谢。
Amen, amen.Let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们一起先来有点祷告。
Lord, it is wonderful to be in your family.
主啊，在你的家里边真好。
Lord, a family that has just increased down through the ages.
主啊，你的家庭一直在扩展。
And Lord, we're all one in thee.
我们在你的里面是一，是唯一，是合一的。
One marvelous big family.
我们是合一的一个美好的大家庭。
Lord, we thank you for your great love and the blood that was shed to make us one family.
主，我们感谢你的大爱，你的宝血使我们能够成为一家人。
Now we gather tonight under thee, Lord.
今天晚上我们在你的里面聚集。
Lord, we're really dependent on the Holy Spirit to fall on this place.
我们在这里靠着圣灵降在这个地方。
That our eyes and hearts and ears may be open.
愿我们的眼，我们的心，我们的耳朵都打开。
And Lord, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation might fall upon us.
愿那赐人智慧和启示的灵能够降在我们身上。
Lord Jesus, may we see thee tonight.
主耶稣啊，今天晚上愿我们能亲眼看见你。
Your greatness.
看见你的伟大。
All of your love for us.
看见你向着我们那全盛的爱。
Now, Lord, we do pray that you would anoint as I share the word.
主，愿意你用膏来膏抹我们的分享。
No vessel of clay is able to share your word, Lord.
没有瓦器能够来分享你的话。
But Lord, you're always delighted to share through these vessels of clay.
可是你的美意就是要使用瓦器来分享你自己。
So we join in fellowship with thee tonight, Lord.To hear from thee.
所以今天晚上我们愿意与你联合来与你一同分享。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.
靠着主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Amen. Well, for those of you who were here last night and for those that may not have been here, I probably need to do a little bit of review.
为着昨天晚上没有在我们中间的人以及昨天晚上在这的人，我要做一点点的复习。
One of the greatest ages of all is about to come upon us.
在这个世代最伟大的这个时代将要临到我们身上。
We live in the church age.
我们是生活在教会的时代里。
That's the spiritual realm.
这个是在属灵的那个境界里。
But soon the Lord Jesus will come back.
很快的，我们的主耶稣就要回来。
And he will establish his kingdom on this earth.
他就要在这个地上建立他的国度。
The nations will be under his rule and authority.
世上的列国都要在他的掌管底下。
The environment we live in will be perfect.
我们所生活的环境将会变得完美。
It'll be marvelous.
将会变得美好。
It says that even the wolf and the lamb will be able to lie down together.
甚至豺狼和羊羔都要一起躺卧。
And I can just imagine that brothers and sisters will be able to be together and share together with no discontent.
我也能够想象到弟兄姊妹们能够在一起分享的时候没有任何的不满。
It's going to be a marvelous age.
那就将是一个美好的一个时代。
It's going to last for 1,000 years.
那个时代将要持续1000年。
Now, the question I have again tonight is the same as last night. Are you ready for the Lord's return?
今天晚上我的问题跟昨天晚上是一样的。你有没有预备好主的再来？
Are you ready to live in the kingdom?
你有没有预备好在国度里的生活？
If your life is not prepared, the kingdom age would not be very joyous.
如果你没有预备好，那么在国度里的生活将不会有很多的喜乐。
And I remind you, if you want to know what kingdom life is, read Matthew chapter 5 through 7.
我提醒大家，如果想要知道国度生活是怎么回事，你要去读马太福音五六七章。
It begins with the Sermon on the Mount.
是在登山宝训开始。
We need to be ready.
我们需要预备好。
God has a plan to get us ready.
神有一个计划要来预备我们。
And in the Word of God, He says that have been put in a race.
神的话告诉我们说，他让我们在这边参加一个赛跑。
Those who have been born again, those who have accepted Jesus Christ into their heart are qualified for this race.
那些相信和接受耶稣基督的人，就是在他里边得以重生的人，就取得了参赛的资格。
If you're not saved, if you're not the Lord's, you're not in this race.
如果你不属于主，如果你还没有信主，那你就不属于这个赛跑。
The goal of this race is sonship.
这个赛跑的目标是得神儿子的名分。
Sonship means that you are ready to take over the Father's business.
得到神儿子名分就意味着你已经预备好了来参与父亲的管理父亲的产业。
To be a functioning part of the Father's business.
你能够在父亲的产业上头成为一个有功用的人。
In the old days,
在过去,
men were mostly craftsmen of some sort.
男人都是一些手艺人。
Our Lord Jesus was a carpenter.
我们的主耶稣基督他是一个木匠。
And as a son,Of a father that was in the various crafts, the son learned his father's craft.
通常都是跟着父亲学那门手艺。
And when he was finally sufficiently trained, he was able to actually begin to be a part of his father's business.
当他被训练到了一定程度以后，他就可以来参与做父亲的事情。
So sonship means that God has worked with you in such a way.That he is able to entrust you with his business.
儿子的名分就意味着他把你训练到一个程度，你可以来与他一同做他的工。
In the Word of God, it says that when we run this race, that we should run in such a way as to obtain the prize.
神的话告诉我们说，当我们参加这个赛跑的时候，我们当这样跑。We要得到奖赏。
Last night we talked about the prize.
所以昨天我们提到这个奖赏。
The prize is being able to reign and rule with Christ for that 1,000 year millennial.
这个奖赏就是我们能够得与与基督一同在千年国度里边掌权。
You'll be a part of his government reigning over the nations on this earth.
我们就能够成为他在地上管理千年管理国度一千年能够与他有份。
You know, the Lord, said in His Word that in the end, He would judge the nations as nations.
我们知道神的话告诉我们在末后的时候他要来审判万国。
There'll be sheep nations and goat nations.
会有这个绵羊的国度会有这个山羊的国度。
And from what I can tell in the Word of God, the sheep nations are those that have beenfavorable to Christians and to the nation of Israel.
那些所谓绵羊的国度就是那些对善意的对待基督徒和以色列国。
And those nations considered sheep nations will actually live on this earth.
那些绵羊的国度他们就可以在地上来存在来生活。
But for us Christians, those who have come into sonship,Those who are able to take up the Father's business, we will reign with Christ in governing all of these nations.
但是那些得到神儿子名分的基督徒，我们就要与基督一同掌权，来管理地上的这些列国。
In the book of Revelation, it says to him who overcomes that we will reign over the nations.And it also says that we will sit with him in his throne.
在启示录里边提到说，得胜的就要与他一同管理列国，而且也要与他一同坐在宝座上。
Think about that.
想一想。
To be operating, to be working with the Lord Jesus in his business during his 1,000 years reign, working closely with him.
想象一下，在那一千年的里头，我们与主耶稣基督能够亲密的同工，能够来管理神的事。
Well, that's what lies ahead.
这个是在我们前面的。
After that 1,000 years, there'll be the great white throne judgment.
那个一千年以后，就是那个白色大宝座的审判。
Christians will have no part in that judgment.
基督徒就跟这个审判无关。
But the unbelievers will be cast away.
但是那些不信的人在那个时候就要被抛到一边。
And then we will join him in eternity in that heavenly city, the New Jerusalem.
然后我们就在那个天上的耶路撒冷，天上的圣城耶路撒冷里边与他一同进入到永世里。
You see, during the millennium, the Lord is not only, he's still working with us.
我们看见说在千年的国度里头，主仍然与我们同工。
Strengthening us,
在那边坚固我们
coming more and more into the life of Christ.
而且我们能更多的得到基督的生命。
And in the end,
到了最后
every believer,
每一个信徒
will be in that city,
都会进到那个圣城里
for eternity,
为着永世。
And in that city is all the fullness of Christ.
在那个圣城里就是基督的完全丰满。
A glorious city.
是一个荣耀的城。
God is faithful, he will do it.
神是信实的，他必做成这事。
What I've been trying to emphasize is we need to be ready.
我所要强调的就是我们应当预备好。
We don't want to find ourselves outside of that kingdom.
我们不愿意被看见说在那个国度之外。
The Lord is so desirous for us to be with him and serve in that kingdom age.
神何等的盼望我们能够与他一同在国度里边与他一同同工。
Ensuring about running the race, I mentioned that for the Christian,It's important that we understand that we live in two realms.
讲到这个赛跑的时候，我希望基督徒我们能够明白，我们是生活在两个领域里头，两个境界里头。
The spiritual or eternal realm.
属灵的或者永远的那个境界。
It is an invisible realm.
这是一个看不见的一个领域。
There's no time there.
在那里没有时间。
It's not affected by time.
并不受时间的影响。
It's not affected by what happens on this earth.
这个世界所发生的事情对永世没有任何影响。
Everything in the spiritual realm is always in the present tense.
所有在永世里的都是现在时态。
That is why the Word of God says that you are complete in Christ.
这是为什么神的话告诉我们说我们在基督里是完全的。
It doesn't say you're going to be complete, it says you are complete in Christ.
他并没有说你将要被完全，而是你已经是完全。
That is a spiritual realm.
这个是在那个属灵的领域里。
When God sees you, he sees you in Christ, and he sees a complete, perfect person.
当神看你的时候，他是看你在基督里，他看见的是一个完全的人。
It is done, it is finished.
是一个已经做成了，已经结束了工作。
But we also live in the temporal world, the everyday world that we live in.
但是同时我们也生活在这个暂时的世界里边，活在日常生活里。
In the temporal world, we are becoming what we already are in the spiritual world.
在这个暂时的世界里边，我们正在被做成到我们已经在永世里边的所是的。
God uses this race that we're in to bring us into what we are already in Christ.
神使用这个我们所参加的赛跑，好使我们能够成为我们在永世里边已经被做成的那个。
In the spiritual realm, you're complete.
在属灵的境界里边，你是已经完全了。
In the temporal realm, you are becoming.
但是在暂时的世界里边，你仍然在被制作。
1 Peter 5:10 it says, After you have been disciplined for a while, God will make you perfect.
彼得前书五章十节说，当你暂时忍受苦难之后，神会把你带到完全。
But in Colossians it says you are complete in Christ.
但是在哥罗西书里边提到说，你在基督里边是已经完全的。
Just one simple statement to sum it all up.
用一个简单的话来总结所有这些。
You are becoming what you already are in Christ.
你正走在将要成为你在基督里边已经成为的那个人。
It might seem strange to you, but that's God's way.
听起来好像有点奇怪，但是这个确实是神的道路。
You know, it's really not unlike an architect.
这其实很不像一个建筑师。
He gets a vision in his heart and mind of the building.
这其实很像一个建筑师。
That he wants to see built.
Yeah.在他的心思里边，他已经有了一个他想所建筑的那个建筑。
And eventually he lets a contractor a contractor.
那么最后呢，他就去找一些人来帮他建。
And what's already there in his mind comes into reality on this earth.
最后他的心思里边已经有的那个产品，最后在这个世界上被做出来。
So God the Father can look at His Son Jesus, He sees you in Jesus.
所以父神在基督耶稣里边，他已经能够看见你是在基督里边所做成的那个你。
He sees you complete there.
他看见你已经被做成了。
That's real.
这个是很真实的。
The spiritual realm is much more real than this realm we're standing in today.
这个属灵的这个领域其实要比我们现在能够看见的暂时的领域更加的真实。
So, how does what is in the spiritual realm become real in this temporal realm?
但是这个在永远属灵的这个境界里边的真实，怎么样子能够成为我们在这个暂时的世界里边一样真实呢？
It's through faith.
是借着信心。
You believed in Christ as your Savior.
你相信耶稣基督是你的救主。
That's a spiritual reality.
这是一个属灵的实际。
Christ is a Savior.
基督是救主。
He was a Lamb.
他是一个羔羊。
Before the foundation of the world.
在创世之前。
That's eternity.
那个就是永世。
That's the spiritual realm.
那个是在属灵的那个领域里。
But he came to this earth and died on Calvary's cross in the temporal realm.
但是他来到这个世上，他在加略山上钉在十字架上，来到这个暂时的世界。
And when you put your faith,
当你把你的信心
in the fact that Christ is the Lamb of God on your behalf, it becomes real in your life.
当你来信靠说这个神的羔羊基督是为你死在十字架上的时候，对你来说那就成为一个事实。
So the foundation for your life being perfected in this temporal world is what Christ has accomplished on your behalf.
那么基督为你所成就的那个事实，就能够成为你在这个暂时的世界里面生活的那个根基。
And as you believe in what he has done in the spiritual realm, he begins to make it experimentally real in your life.
当你愿意相信他在这个属灵的境界里边为你所做成的那个事实的时候，那么他就可以开始来把这个事实做成你经历里边的真实。
So if you want to become perfected,
如果你愿意成为一个被完全的人
the ground on which you need to stand in faith is, Lord, I am perfected in you.
那么你应当站立的那个地方，那个根基就是说，主啊，我在你的里面已经被做成了。
And as you begin to really believe that, he begins to make that real in your life.
如果你开始真的相信这一点的话，主就可以把这一点做成你生活经历上的实际。
So we need to go through a transformation.
所以我们就要经历一段的改变。
And I'd like to read tonight Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
今天晚上我要来读罗马书12章第1到第2节。
Romans 12, 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章一到二节。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
The first verse has to do with consecration.
第一节说到我们的奉献。
The second verse has to do with transformation through the renewing of your mind.
第二节就说到心意要更新而变化。
Now I want to be very clear about this.
我想更加清楚地说明。
You need to be clear about what you're consecrating to the Lord.
你应该知道说你在这边奉献给主是什么。
You're not consecrating that old natural life of yours.
你不是在这里把你所有天然的生命奉献给他。
What you're consecrating is His life in you back to Him for His service.
你所要奉献的是他所赐给你的那个新生命，你要把它再奉献回去，交在他的手里。
That old man, the flesh, the natural life in you, is outside of Christ.
你里边那天然的旧生命是在基督之外的。
It cannot please God, no matter how religious or pious it is.
无论我们何等多么的虔诚，都不能讨神的喜悦。
Let's read again in Romans chapter 8.
我们一同来看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verses 7 and 8.
罗马书第八章第七到第八节。
The carnal mind, that's your natural mind.
那体贴肉体的。
The carnal mind is enmity against God.
体贴肉体的就是我们的旧人，他是与神为仇的。
For it's not subject to the law of God, neither can it be.
因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 2:14.
我们翻到哥林多前书第二章第十四节。
1 Corinthians 2:14.
林前二章十四节。
But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they have to be spiritually discerned.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
林前三章一到二节。
And I'll probably read 3.
也许还要读第三节。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual, but as carnal, even as to a babe in Christ.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
I have fed you with milk and not meat, for before this you were not able to bear it, neither yet are you now able.
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
For you are yet carnal.For whereas there is among you envy, strife, and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as other men do?
你们人是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
So it's possible for a Christian to be carnally minded.
所以基督徒成为属肉体的是一个可能。
You have the life of Christ in you.
你在你的里面有基督的生命。
But you live by the natural life, by the old man.
但是你仍然靠着你天然的生命，靠着你的旧人来生活。
God says that's not acceptable.
神说这是不可以的。
He said the old man really won't listen to me.
你说这个旧人他不听我。
And he cannot perceive anything as spiritual.
他没有办法参透属灵的事。
The flesh cannot please God.
这个肉体不能讨神的喜欢。
It's the life of Christ in you that pleases God.
是在你里边基督的生命能够让神的心满足。
So it's the new man in you that pleases God.
是你里边的新人能够让神得喜悦。
2 Corinthians 5:17
哥林多后书第五章十七节。
Let me get to it. 2 Corinthians 5:17
林后五章十七节。
Therefore, if any man be in Christ,He's a new creature. Some versions say creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Those who've accepted Christ have been born by the Spirit, born above. The life of Christ through the Holy Spirit now dwells in your spirit.
那些信基督的就是得以重生，是从上头生的，是神的灵把你生出来。
And when that happens, God says you are a new man.
当这样事情发生以后，神就说你是一个新造的人。
And that new man not only has contact in the spiritual realm, the eternal realm, able to commune with God and Christ,But it is also able to interact in this temporal world.
这样一个新造的人不仅可以跟属灵的世界有发生关系，可以明白属灵的事情，也同时跟这个暂时的世界也能够接触。
This new man is to live in the temporal world expressing Christ, living for Christ.And serving Christ.
这个新造的人在这个暂时的世界里生活的时候，是为着彰显基督，是为着在这个世上代表基督。
If you've never accepted Christ,
如果你从来没有接受过基督，
you can only live in the flesh.
那你就只能在肉体里边生活。
You have no communion with God.
你跟神之间就没有那个交通。
And no matter how pious or religious you are,It is not satisfactory to God.
无论你是如何的虔诚，如何的信教，你都没有办法跟神之间，你都没办法讨神的喜悦。
What God is looking for is to see Christ's life manifest in your life.
神所寻找的就是你的身上要彰显基督的生命。
This is an eternal truth.
这是一个永远永恒的真理。
You are a new creature in Christ.
你在基督里是一个新造的人。
Faith, believing in this new man in Christ is critical.
信心，相信你是一个新造的，在基督里新造的人，这是非常重要的。
You can experience this truth that is real in the spiritual realm.By accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
你可以借着相信和接受耶稣基督做你的主和救主来经历这个在永远里边在属灵里边真实的事实。
Remember.
要记得。
Remember.
要记住。
You are a new man in Christ.
你在基督里边是一个新造的人。
That is the life that you consecrate to God.
是这样的一个生命，要把它奉献给主。
To live and serve for Him.
要这样子来侍奉他，为他而活。
You know, this new life is amazing.
你知道这个新的生命是何等的奇妙。
I would like to be able to somehow reveal to your hearts how amazing this life of Christ that is in you.
我想要试着来把这个基督的生命是何等的奇妙来启示在你的心里面一点点。
You know, every creature has life.
我们知道所有的生物都有生命。
Have you ever thought about what animal you would like to be?
你有没有想过说你想成为一个什么样的动物呢？
How about a big blue whale?
要不要成为一个巨大的蓝鲸呢？
You know, he can amble around in the ocean.
你可以在大洋里边
flap his flipper.
你可以在那边翻跟头。
He can dive down thousands of feet.
他可以能够潜到很
stay under for hours.
可以在很深的地方待几个小时。
Has very little predators because he's so big.
因为他是这么的巨大，所以没有什么动物可以来伤害他。
He gets to lounge around in the ocean.
他就可以在那边大洋里边自由的游荡。
He has whale life.
他有一个鲸鱼的生命。
You don't have whale life.
但是你没有鲸鱼的生命。
You go in the ocean and you sink.
你要到大洋里边，你就会沉下去。
Because you don't have whale life.
因为你没有这个鲸的生命。
But I have to personally say, the animal that is most exciting to me is the hummingbird.
但是我要承认说，对我来讲，最让我感到兴奋的就是那个叫做灰鹭，叫做亮鸟。
Do you all have hummingbirds in Texas? Oh, good.
Yeah.
They do. All right. That's good. Hummingbirds are most fascinating birds I know.
Hummingbird.
Hummingbirds.
就是那个蜂鸟。Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, little hummingbird.
Okay.
Little pot belly and his wings.
就是那个翅膀扇动非常快非常小的像蜜蜂一样的那个蜂鸟。
You didn't do that. Okay, that's right. Hummingbirds. I'm an aerospace engineer.
我是一个航空工程师。
At least that's the way I started out.
至少那是我开始的
时候。And I worked for Lockheed Aircraft.
然后我为这个洛克希德这个公司工作。
And I was assigned to the Hummingbird Project.
所以我就去被去分配去做那个蜂鸟的那个工程。
They wanted to design an airplane that worked like the hummingbird.
他们就想设计一种飞机，他们能够像蜂鸟那样子来运转。
Hummingbirds are so amazing.
这个蜂鸟是何等的奇妙。
You know a hummingbird can fly straight up.
你知道那个蜂鸟它可以垂直的飞起来。
It can fly straight down.
它可以垂直的降落。
Not only can it fly forward, it can fly backwards.
它不仅可以向前飞，它可以向后飞。
It can stand dead still in the air.
它可以在空中就那么停着。
It's an amazing little thing.
它是一个非常非常令人震惊的小动物。
Absolutely fearless.
它不惧怕任何的事情。
You know why they're fearless?
为什么它们不害怕呢？
They're so fast, nobody can catch them.
它们可以飞得非常的快，没有任何东西可以赶上它。
I'm serious, they have no predators.
它们没有任何的这种捕食者。
And they're quite territorial.
他们也非常的守他们的领域。
So if you watch hummingbirds, you'll see them going after each other.
所以如果你观察这个蜂鸟的话，他们有时候会彼此的打架。
My wife used to put out the hummingbird feeders.
所以我的妻子有些时候会把那个喂鸟的食物放在外头。
Hummingbird would come to that feeder in the morning and afternoon.
他们蜂鸟会在早上或者下午来吃东西。
I remember one day my wife forgot to put the food out.
我记得有一天我的妻子忘了把食物放出去。
The next thing she knew, she was standing at the kitchen window.
所以下一件事情她知道的就是她站在厨房的窗户。
And the hummingbirds right there at the window.
那个蜂鸟就飞到她的跟前来就开始展翅膀。
Where's my food?
他们好像在问说我的食物在哪里。
You forgot my food.
你忘了把给我喂饭了。
Hummingbird life, it's amazing life.
这个蜂鸟的生活实在是很奇妙。
I've been out in the yard and I've actually had them get this close to me.
我在纽约的时候曾经有他们飞到我的跟前很近。
And if you're real gentle, you can get them to sit on your shoulder.
如果你很温柔的话他们也会停在你的肩上。
They're fearless because they know you can't catch them.
他们不害怕因为他们知道你没办法抓住它。
Hummingbird life.
这个蜂鸟的生活生命。
Well, I have to say,The project to emulate the hummingbird failed.
我必须要承认说，我们试图去模仿这个蜂鸟的那个工程失败了。
That was the first project I was assigned to.
那是我被指派分派去做的第一件工程。
It crashed three times.
有三次都毁坏了。
Fortunately, the pilots could get out each time.
非常幸运的就是那个驾驶员每次都逃生了。
I remember the last time I saw the hummingbird, it was.On a trailer in about 15,000 parts.
然后我想最后一次我看见那个蜂鸟的那个工程的时候就是大概有15,000个碎片在那个台子上。
Obviously our plane didn't have hummingbird life.
很明显的我们的飞机没有这个蜂鸟的那个生命。
I say that because that's amazing.
我说这些是因为那非常的奇妙。
But I want you to think about tonight how amazing to have the life of Christ in you.
但是今天晚上我愿意你能够知道有基督的生命这件事情是何等的令人震惊。
The very life of God.
它是神自己的生命。
You can communicate with God.
你可以跟神之间来交流。
You can affect events around the world through prayer in the spiritual realm because you have the life of God.
因为你有神的生命，所以你可以借着祷告能够影响到这个世界上所发生的事情。
Kingdoms have risen and fallen because of prayers of the saints.
因为圣徒的祷告，地上的国度都可以或者兴起或者衰亡。
And we all have that same life of Christ.
我们都有那个同样的属基督的生命。
You know what that means?
你知道这意味着什么？
That means when you're in Christ, when you grow spiritually, when you advance in the Lord, the whole level of life in the body of Christ rises a little bit.
这意味着当你在基督里边有长进的时候，当你的生命变得成熟强壮的时候，这个基督的身体整个的那个属灵的水平都变得强壮。
You're not just an individual.
你不是只是一个单独的个体。
We're connected to one another.
我们彼此是联络在一起。
Well, the life of Christ.
因为基督的生命。
And brothers and sisters, the opposite is also true. When we fail.
弟兄姊妹，反过来也是同样的。当我们失败的时候。
It lowers the level of life.
我们就把那个生命的水平降低了。
All around the world, not just in your local assembly.
其实这是普世性的，不仅仅只影响到我们的居住的地方。
Brothers and sisters, it is an amazing life to be able to hear from God, to respond to God, to be a part of His family, to be able to grow.In Christ together, because we have that same life.
弟兄姊妹，能够有基督的生命，能够一同在他的里面长进，这是一件非常非常令人震惊的事情。
Romans 12:1,
罗马书十二章一节
also goes on to say,
他接下去说
,Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Now we need a little bit of background to understand the need to have a renewed mind.
我们需要再知道多一点的这个背景知识，我们才能很好的理解心意更新而变化是什么意思。
First Thessalonians 5:23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
It ain't no five, is it? Whoop. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
You are a three-part creature.
我们是有三个部分的造物。
Spirit, soul, and body.
有灵，有魂，还有身体。
Most of the world recognize that man is soul and body, but they don't understand spirit.
世界上大部分的人知道人是有魂和身体的，但是他们却不知道灵。
But God gave you a spirit that you might be able to commune with Him.
但是神把灵赐给我们，好让我们能够跟他能够有交流。
And to have a place in you where His spiritual life can reside, the life of Christ and the Holy Spirit.
而且在我们的身上也有一个部分可以让圣灵让基督界的圣灵能够来居住。
The soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions.
我们的魂就是我们的思想就是我们的意志就是我们的情感。
Your soul is like a vessel that gives expression to the life within you.
我们的魂就是这样的一个器皿，它可以来让我们的生命能够彰显出来。
And your body carries out the direction of your soul.
然后我们的身体就来服从我们魂的命令。
Before you accepted Christ, you were unable to communicate with God.
你没有接受耶稣基督之前，你没有办法跟神来相交。
It says that, you were dead towards God.
说到我们向着神是死的。
It doesn't mean it was absolutely dead. What it means is you had no capability of interacting with God. Your spirit couldn't do it.
这并不意味着你是一个死的人，而是意味着你对神来说，你没有办法能够与他能够交流交通。
The old man, the life of flesh that you receive from your parents.
你的旧人就是你从你父母所得到的这个生命。
The natural life.
这个天然的生命。
This is before you accept Christ.
在你信主之前。
That's the life that fills your soul.
那个就是你魂里边所有的那个完全的那个生命。
It animates your soul.
那个就是使你的魂能够活着的生命。
And it's in control of your whole being.
他就控制着你的全人。
Unfortunately, it is a fallen life.
很不幸的，那样的一个生命是一个堕落的生命。
When Adam fell in sin, his whole constitution, his whole being changed.
当亚当犯罪了以后，他的整个的全人，他全人的各个部分都是改变了。
His very nature became sinful.
他的整个的本性变成了有罪。
And basically, that old natural life lives for itself.
所以那个天然的生命就是为着他自己而生活。
Now your natural life learns by observing the world.
我们这个天然的生命要借着观察这个世界来学习。
You learn how to live by watching your parents mainly.
年轻人，你们基本上是借着观察你的父母来学习怎么生活。
You know, a baby, it begins crawling.
然后这个婴孩，当他们开始来爬行之前
，But after a while, it begins to notice that its parents and everybody it sees is walking around on two feet.
但是很快，他们就会观察到说，他们的父母还有其他的人，他们都是用两条腿来走的。
He's very smart, so he said, "Hey, I need to walk on two feet."
他们非常的聪明，他们说，哎，我也要站起来走一走。
So you see him start toddling around, and we all get excited as parents with those first steps.
然后他们就开始要站起来，要学着走路，然后作为父母就非常的兴奋。
And a few years later, they're running all over the place, and you can't keep up with them.
然后几年以后，他们就可以到处跑了，你都赶不上他们。
But we learn from the world. That's the way we learn in this natural life.
我们的天然的生命就是在模仿观察周围的世界。
But the world is against Christ.
但是这个世界是与基督为敌的。
The Lord said, "Love not the world, nor the things of the world."
主说不要爱世界和这世上的事情。
They are against God.
他们是与神为敌的。
Not for God.
而不是为着神。
So as you grow up, you begin to conform to the ways of the world.
所以当你开始长大的时候，你就开始被磨成像这个世界一样。
But when you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in your spirit, and the life of Christ is there.
当你信主以后，圣灵就来住在你的灵里边，然后主的生命就在你的里头。
Now you can commune with God.
现在你就可以与神交通。
I used to explain it like this. The Spirit's like a radio, and if you don't get it on the right channel, you can't hear what youthe program you want to listen to.
我愿意这样子来说，这个灵就好像那个收音机一样，然后你要是不把它放在那个正确的这个频道上呢，你就听不见神的声音。
So when you accept Christ, all of a sudden, that channel that communes with God is available to you and you can click right on it.
当你信主了以后，那个与神交通的那个频道就向你打开了，你就可以来打开就可以跟神来交通。
I still carry this old device.
我仍然带着这个老的这个装置。
So I realized with this illustration that many of you young people might not have any idea what I'm talking about, turning a dial on a radio.
所以我以为说，当我提到这个收音机这件事情的时候，在座的年轻人大概都不知道我在说什么。
You just pull out your iPad and hit song, and it starts playing.
你就用你的这个 iPad, 然后你就按个按钮，就开始放音乐。
So let me put it a different way.
所以我要用一个不同的方式来解释。
Before you accept Christ, you have no app to communicate with God.
你信主之前，你没有这个 app。 来跟神交通。
So now, as a Christian, you got that app.
现在作为基督徒，你就有了这个app。
I don't know what apps are. I really don't. I just know they say you got to have them. You know?
我也不知道app到底是什么东西，他们就说你必须有这个app。
Oh, goodness. Well, I said that your soul is a vessel designed to express the life within. And it's used to expressing that old life.
魂就是这样的一个部分，它是来表达你这个人的，它是来表达你这个旧人的。Now
its purpose is to express the life of Christ in you.
但是现在它的目的，它的功用却是要你来表达基督的生命。But
the problem is we have an old mind.
但是问题是我们的心思还是旧的。We
have a new life, but an old mind.
我们有一个新的生命，但是呢，我们的心思仍然是旧。It
understands the old life.
它只能明白这个旧生命的事情。The
old way of living, the world's way.
只能明白这个世界上的这个方式。It
doesn't really understand much about the spiritual life.
它并不能真的明白说这个属灵的事情是怎么回事。So
that's why the word says you need a renewed mind.
这是为什么神的话告诉我们说，我们的心思要更新而变化。
Now that you have spiritual life,
现在我们有了属灵的生命。
You can live by the Spirit, you can experience the Spirit.
我们可以用灵来生活，我们可以经历灵。
And you can be conformed to the image of Christ instead of the image of the world.
我们就可以被改变成，磨成神儿子的形象。
You know, the Lord says something to you in the Spirit, and you think about it, and your old mind says, well, I'm not familiar with that. I prefer the old way of doing things.
你知道圣灵有些时候对你的灵说些话，但是你的心思却在那边说，我不熟悉这一点，我就愿意照着我以前的方式来生活。
And if you let that life control, you will follow its directions.
如果你要让旧人的生命来掌管你的话，你就会跟随他的方式。That
is why it says you have been crucified with Christ.
这就是为什么圣经告诉我们说，你这个旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。When
you accepted Christ, what is true of Him is true of you because you've been put in Him.
当你接受基督的时候，在他里边所做成的事情就成为你的事实。
He was crucified as you in order to put away the old man.
他与你与他同钉十字架是为了要除去那个旧人。
God's judgment as the old man is totally incapable, and I put him into death.
神的判断就是你的旧人是完全无能，所以要把他除去。
That is real in the spiritual realm.
这个在那个属灵的领域里是真实的。
And in faith, you need to lay hold of that.
那么借着信心，我们要来把握这一点。In
order that the life of Christ can begin to prevail.
这样子的基督，这样话，然后基督的生命在我们身上才能够得胜。Keep
your eyes on what is real in the spiritual and what is real in Jesus Christ.
所以我们的眼目要放在到底在真实的里面，在永恒的里面是真实的，在基督里面是真实的这件事情。And
you will find yourself desiring to follow Christ, that life within you.
然后你就会发现说，你愿意来顺从在你里边那个基督的生命。So
we have a new life, but an old mind.
所以我们有一个新的生命，但是却有一个旧的心思。So
as a way of helping us understand this transformation into a new mind, I had a simple thought.
为了帮助大家明白这个心思的更新变化，能够成为一个新的人， 然后我有一个很简单的一个想法。
We have to understand the word but, B-U-T.
我们必须要明白这个词就是 B-U-T.
It's a conjunctive word that joins two thoughts.
这个词是一个连是一个介词把两不同的这个意思连在一起。
But it is a very important word in the Word of God.
但是这个词在神的话语里边是有非常重要的作用。
Do you know that you live after the but? Don't start laughing. You live after the word but.
你知道其实我们的生活里边我们很多的时候是在追随的这个词就是但是。
I'll explain.
我要解释一下。
When you're talking, the thing that is most important to you always comes after that conjunctive word but.
当你在说话的时候你往往把最重要的你的那个意思要放在这个介词但是之后。
Let's look at Matthew 19:26.
我们来看一下马太福音19章26节。
Matthew 19:26.
马太福音19章26节。
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，但是在神凡事都能。
Notice the great difference here. With men it is impossible.
我们要注意到这里一个巨大的对比，在人这是不能的。
But,
但是
with God all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
The important, the primary thing comes after the word but.
这个最重要的事情，主要的这个点是在但是这个词之后。
This is a story of the rich young ruler that came to Jesus seeking eternal life.
这是一个故事讲到财主到主面前来寻求得永生的路。
In Mark it said that the Lord looked on him and loved him.
在马可福音里边说到说主看着他就爱他。
And when the Lord said to this young man, he said, you'll have to sell all that you have, and he was rich.
因为他很富有当主对他说你要变卖所有的财产。
He says, you've got to sell everything you have and give to the poor and come follow me.
说你要变卖你所有的分给穷人然后你还要来跟从我。
He couldn't do it.
他做不到。
And it says, he went away in sorrow.
说到他就忧忧愁愁地走了。
Verse 26, which we just read, is what the Lord told his disciples.
第26节这边我们刚才读到的是主对他的门徒所说的话。
When they heard this, Lord say that, you know, a rich man is more difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven than trying to get a camel through the eye of a needle, they were amazed.
当主对他们说财主进天国是难的就比骆驼穿过针的眼比他们进天国还容易呢他们就觉得很稀奇。
They said, who can be saved?
他们就说这样谁能得救呢
It's an impossible
这是不可能的。
With man, it is impossible.
在人这是不能的。
You know, when we hear the word, it's impossible, our old man says, you're right.
你知道，当我们听到主说，在人这是不能的时候，我们的旧人在那边说，对，你说的对。
If the Lord said, look, you've got to give everything up you've got, even you young people, even this iPod you carry around, iPad, isn't it? Is it an iPod or an iPad?
Both.
It's both. Oh, okay.
当主在这边对年轻人说，你要放弃所有的东西，包括你的 iPad, iPod, iPod.
Most likely you would say, it's not possible.
非常有可能你会说，哦，这是不可能的。
Your own mind agrees. It's impossible.
你的旧的心思同意说这是不可能
的。Lord, what you're asking is impossible.
主啊，你所要的事情是做不到的。
And you would probably go away in despair.
你也许会变得非常的沮丧。
If you really wanted to follow the Lord.
如果你真的想来跟随主的话。
The problem is you hadn't got to the but yet.
这个问题是你还没有走到那个但是。
When you get to the but, it's the great transition point in life.
如果你来到但是的时候，那就是我们生命中间最伟大的一个转折。
It's the point where your faith in Christ and God comes into being.
那个就是那个点，当你的对神的信心能够开始成型，开始活过来。
Before the but, you see the current condition.
在但是之前，你看到的是现在的光景。
With man, it's impossible.
在人这是不能的。
But after the but you see Christ.
但是之后你看见的是基督。
And your mind says, with God all things is possible.
你的心思这个时候就会说在神凡事都能。
And your mind begins to transform.
然后你的心思就开始更新变化。
In the eternal truth, with God all things are possible.
在这个永恒的真理里面告诉我们说在神是凡事都能。
Brothers and sisters, you will often be challenged by your old mind.
弟兄姊妹经常是我们旧的心思来向我们发出挑战。
Your old mind will say it's impossible.
你的旧人会对我们说你不可这是不可能的。
You need to say no to yourself.
我们应该对我们的自己对我们的己说不。
This issue is not over, there's a but.
因为这件事情还没有完，有一个但是。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是对，在神是凡事都能。
You're no longer looking at yourself and your condition. You're looking at Christ, and it's possible.
你已经不再注意你自己、你的旧人，而是你把你的眼光放在基督的身上，凡事都能。
What comes after the but really does matter.
在但是这个词之后的这件事才是最重要的。
Listen to what people say around you every day. You listen tomorrow.
明天你就开始来注意听一下别人对你怎么说话。
It's always what they say after the word but that really counts. It's really important.
往往是在于他最后在那个但是之后所说的那些事情是最重要的。
Let me give you some examples.
让我给你一点例子。
How are you doing this morning?
今天早上你好吗？
Well, I'm doing fine.
Oh, 还挺好的。
But,
但是
I had a lousy night's sleep.
但是昨天晚上睡得非常不好。
A lumpy bed.
这个床很不舒服。
Overslept.
或者我睡过了。
Got late to work.
然后上班就迟到。
Got docked.
然后
docked, you know what that means? When you get late to work, sometimes they'll take a little out of your pay.
Oh,
that's being docked.
所以有些时候你的工资就会被扣。
Now Kenny Pittman, who was here last year, he's my boss. Don't tell him that story.
去年到我们中间的 Kenny Pittman 弟兄，他是我的上司，不要跟他讲我讲的这个故事。
Another example.
另外的一个例子。
How was your vacation?
你度假过得怎么样啊？
It was good.It was good to get away. It was fun. It was refreshing.
非常非常好，非常好离开工作一段时间，让我可以重新得力。
But,
但是
the weather was hot.
天气非常的热。
The lines were long.
等的队很长。
It was expensive.
非常的贵。
And I was glad to get back home.
我现在非常高兴回到家里头。
Now, what's important to this man?
对这个人来讲，什么是最重要的呢？
It's obviously he was really ready to get back home.
很明显他非常愿意早点回来。
So it's what comes after the but that seems to mean the most.
好像在但是这个词之后那些话才是真正想要说的话。
But we Christians, we do the same thing.
基督徒我们也经常这样做。
I know God loves me and will take care of me.
我知道神爱我他会照顾我的生活。
But my life is falling apart. I don't think I'm going to make it.
但是我的生活是一团糟，我不觉得我可以成功。
In other words, I put God first. God loves me. Take care of me.
换句话说，我确实把神先放在首位。我知道神爱我，神也会照顾我的生活。
But I put myself after the butt.
但是我把我自己放在那个但是之后。
I'm falling apart. I just don't think I can make it.
我现在是变得一团糟糕，我不知道我还能不能活下去。
Let me reverse that.
让我把这件事情反过来。
You know, I'm falling apart today. I'm not doing well. I don't think I can make it.
你知道吗？我今天的生活非常的糟糕，我都不知道我能不能过下去。
But,
但是
I know God loves me.
我知道神爱我。
I know He will lift me up.
我知道神爱我，我知道神要把我举起来。
And I will go on in faith in Him.
我就要因着信心要继续往前走，跟随他往前走。
I know God is my sufficiency.
我知道神是有够用的恩典。
But I don't have enough money. I don't think I can even pay the rent. I don't know what to do.
但是呢，我却没有足够的钱，我也不知道我能不能付这个房租。
Let me reverse that.
让我把这个反过来。
You know, I'm not able to pay my rent, and I really don't know what to do. But
我知道我没有钱，我知道我付不了这个房租，我也不知道该怎么做。但是
But God is my sufficiency.
但是神有够用的恩典。
And I know He'll make a way.
我知道他会为我开路。
Another example.
再一个例子。
I know God said He would be my wisdom, but I'm confused and I just don't know what to do.
我知道神是我的智慧，但是现在我实在是糊涂了，我不知道当怎么做。
Reverse it.
把它反过来。
I'm confused, and right now I don't know what to do, but God has said He would be my wisdom.
我实在是搞不明白，我不知道当如何的做，但是神应许说他是我的智慧。
When you put God before the but and your condition afterwards, you're under the control of your situation or your condition.
如果你把神放在但是之前，把你自己的这个情形放在但是之后，然后你就会被你这个情形所控制。
You're living under the circumstances.
所以你就被这个环境所把握。
Not in charge.
然后你就没有办法来控制它。
God is not primary.
神就没有办法成为首先的。
And all you can hope for is that God might intervene and change your circumstance.
所以那个时候你所盼望的就是说神现在要来干预，要来改变你的这个情形。
God may change your circumstance.
神也许会改变你的情形。
He's a merciful God. He knows what we can take.
他是一位有怜悯的神，他知道我们能承担多少。
But brothers and sisters, that means we miss something in our race to learn and be transformed.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们这个赛跑里，要来被改变的这个赛跑里，我们会失去一些东西。
We haven't learned to live by the life of God through faith.
我们还没有学会说借着信心来仰望来过这个神依靠神的这个生活。
The enemy really doesn't care how much you say about God and Christ if it comes before that little but.
如果你把神放在那个但是之前，这个仇敌不在乎你会说多少的话。
If you talk about God or Christ after the but, the enemy begins to be stirred.Because he knows you're now beginning to trust in God and not yourself.
但是如果你把神放在那个但是之后，这个仇敌在这边就开始要紧张，因为他知道你的信心是放在神的身上。
We need to learn faith and trust in Him. What He has done in the eternal for us.
我们要学习来依靠信心的生活，我们要来学习经历他在勇士里边已经为我们成就的。
Some of y'all probably need to listen to this. I know you're tired and weak, but I'm going to give another example.
我知道你们在座的也许已经很疲倦了，但是呢，我要再给你们一个例子。我知道你们需要听见这个。
I feel very weak and tired.
我感觉非常的疲惫，非常的疲劳。
But God is my strength.
但是神是我的力量。
I'm very sorrowful.
我非常的忧愁。
But God is my joy.
但是神是我的喜乐。
You know, it's Sunday and I'm very tired.
你知道礼拜天我是非常的疲劳。
But Christ has invited me to join him at his table.
但是基督却请我去赴他的筵席。
He will quicken me and I will go.
他会让我身体能够活过来，所以我就要去参加。
It's prayer meeting tonight.
今天晚上是祷告会。
I'm exhausted.
我实在是累得不得了。
It's been a tough week.
这个礼拜非常的困难。
But,
但是
He has called the church to pray.
他呼召他的教会来祷告。
He said his father's house is a house of prayer.
他说他父的殿是祷告的殿。
He is faithful to strengthen me that I might go.
他是信实可靠的，他要来坚固我，给我力量。
And I,
所以我可以去。
And I will go in his strength.
所以我就要靠着他的力量来去。
I'm under attack of the enemy.
仇敌这个时候来攻击我。
I sense this dire heaviness in my spirit.
我能够感觉到这个在我的灵里边的那个死那个沉。
But,
但是
Christ is the victor.
基督是得胜者。
He is on the throne.
他仍然坐宝座。
I stand in his victory.
所以我就要在他的得胜上站住。
Brothers and sisters, this little word but is so critical. If you can just get to the but and have God after it, it makes an amazing thing. It brings faith into your life.
弟兄姊妹，这个词但是是这么的关键。如果你把神放在这个但是之后，他就会让你能够借着信心来过一个非常奇妙的生活。
It delivers you from being under your circumstances to being victor in Christ over your circumstances.
他就能够把你从这个被环境所捆绑的这个光景里边释放出来，能够让你成为一个得胜胜过环境的人。
Now I want you to listen carefully if you can.
我愿意你能够注意听。
You don't have to deny the negative things in your life.
你不必去否认在你生命中生活中间那些消极的东西。
They are real.
他们也是真实的。
But it should prompt you to cast yourself upon the Lord.
但是这些事情应该来提醒你说你要来把你自己投身在基督的身上。
To have faith in Christ.
来把你的信心放在基督的身上。
That rich young ruler should have been able to say, with me, I can't do it, Lord, I can't do it, it's impossible.
他那个财主，年轻的财主应该说，主啊，我知道靠我自己我做不到。
But I believe in you, and I believe with you, all things are possible.
但是我相信你，我相信在你凡事都能。
Lord, I know that I'll come to the place where I can give up all my goods.
主啊，我知道我会被带到一个地步，我是可以变卖我的所有的。
Faith brings in the power of God into your life.
信心可以把神的能力带进到你的生命里，生活里边。
When you respond in faith, even if your circumstances don't change, your mind has changed. And you have turned from yourself to Christ.
当你用信心来生活的时候，你的环境也许没有改变，但是你的心思已经有了改变，你就可以活在基督的生命能力里头。
And His grace will be sufficient.
然后他的恩典就会够你用。
Let's look at Matthew 26:39.
让我们来看马太福音26:39。
Matthew 26:39.
马太26:39.
This is Christ in the garden.
基督在客西马尼园里。
And he went a little further and he fell on his face and prayed. Go ahead.
他就稍往前走，匍匐在地，祷告说
My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me.
我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
Brothers and sisters, in the garden, before Calvary, our Lord was in deep agony of soul. He did not hide that at all. In fact, he had asked three of the disciples to come and be with him and pray with him. The agony was so intense that the Word of God tells us that sweat drops of blood came from his pores.
在主基督钉十字架之前，在科西玛尼园里头，他在那边极度的忧愁，然后到了一个地步，他让他三个门徒与他一同祷告，那个祷告的时候，他的汗像血一样滴下来。
It was such an overwhelming time that God the Father sent angels to support him.
那个时候他心里边极度的忧愁，难过到一个地步，父神差遣天使从天上来加添力量给他。
Listen to what the Lord said.
听主在这边所说的话。
Not as my will, but as you will.
不要照我的意思，但是要照你的意思。
He said, Lord, Father, is there any way this cup can pass?
他说，父啊，若可行的话，求你叫这杯离开我。
But not my will, thine be done.
然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
His circumstances did not change.
他的环境并没有改变。
But he went on to go through Calvary.
但是他却一直往前走，一直到加略山。
In the strength of the Father's life, because he trusted in the Father.
因为他信靠父神，所以他就借着父的力量能够走下去。
It's okay to express your feelings.
其实要来诉说你的困难，你的感觉是可以的。
But do it in the beginning.
但是你要先来说这些。
Then you need to say, but God.
然后你就需要说，但是神。
In with God. In the discussion with God, but God.
你要结束的时候，你要结束在神的身上。
Let me give you another example.
让我再给你一个例子。
Psalm 13, verse 1.
诗篇十三篇第一节。
Psalm 13, verse 1.
诗篇十三篇第一节。
How long will you forget me, O Lord? This is David. How long will you forget me, O Lord, forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me?
这是大卫所写的。耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里愁算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？
David expresses his heart to the Lord.
大卫在这里把他的心意向神倾诉。
He's in deep despair.
他在这边确确实实在忧伤的里面。
His situation is dark.
他的情形是非常的黑暗。
Then he cries out.
然后他就向神诉说。
Verses 3 and 4.
第三、第四节。
Consider me, O Lord, my God, lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against them, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved.
耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，免得我的仇敌说我胜了他，免得我的仇敌在我摇动的时候喜乐。
He's desperate even unto death.
他在那个时候是如此的忧愁，以致要死。
But David knew the ways of the Lord.
但是大卫知道到神面前的路。
Listen to his next word.
听他
But,
他下面所说的这个词就是但。
But,
但是。
I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord.Because he has dealt bountifully with me.
但我依靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐， 我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
Faith is arisen in his heart, and he declares the faithfulness of God.
信心在他的心中做主，所以他就可以在这里宣告神的信实。
His circumstances have not changed.
他的环境并没有改变。
But his mind is renewed.
但是他的心思却被改变。
He has brought what is eternally real in Christ into his circumstance.
他在这里把在基督里在勇士里边的那个真实带到了他的那个处境那个环境里头。
The Lord's life becomes the source of his life.
主的生命成了他的生命的源泉。
He makes it through.
他就可以得胜。
Hopelessness is turned into hope.
绝望就变成了希望。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 10.
我们看哥林多后书第四章第七到第十节。
2 Corinthians 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
What did I say? 7 through 10.
第七到第十节。
What you need to notice is there is two ways of life here. One is the death side, one is the resurrection side.
我们在这里需要注意到两个生活生命的两个方面，一个是在死亡的一面，另外一个是在复活的一面。
Now I'll read.
现在我们来读。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We are troubled on every side, but not distressed.
我们四面受敌，但是却不被困住。
We are perplexed, but not despairing.
心里作难，却不致失望。
We are persecuted.But not forsaken.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
We are cast down, but not destroyed.
打倒了却不致死亡。
See, after the but, he declares his condition in Christ.
在但是以后，他在这边宣告说他在基督里边的那个情形。
And then he goes on to say, always carrying about in our body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our body.
他接着说，身上常常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
We will have difficult and troubled times.
我们会遇见困难和麻烦的时候。
But we need to have faith in our Christ.
但是我们需要对基督有信心。
The but is the great transition, the point of faith.
但是是一个有力的转折，使我们能够活在信心里。
It changes our perspective on our circumstances.
让我们对环境的看法有了改变。
If you never get to the but God, you will always be living under control of your circumstances.
如果在但是之后你没有用，你没有看见神，那么你就永远是在做你环境的奴隶。
We will experience the dying side of life.
我们会经历到这个生命中那个死的那一面。
But don't forget, but God, that is the living side.
但是不要忘记，但是神，那却是活的那一面。
If we never get to the but, we are doubting God, we're doubting His mercy, we're doubting His faithfulness, we're doubting His provision.
如果我们没有到但是的那个点的时候，我们就开始来怀疑，怀疑神的信实，怀疑神的能力等等。
You must affirm before God can confirm.
我们必须要先来承认，在神来做事之前，我们必须要先来确承认。
Now I know we're tired, but may the Lord quicken you just a few more moments.
我们知道现在大家都很累了，但是愿主加力量给我们。让我们再等候一段时，要再等候一小点时间。
This is extremely important.
这是非常非常的重要。
We need to abide in Christ.
我们需要住在主里。
You have to be in fellowship.
我们必须要跟主有相交。
Or you'll never get to the but.
要不然的话，我们根本都活不到那个但是那个点。
I'm not trying to teach you a method tonight.
今天晚上我不是要教你们一种做法。
It has to come out of life.
这个必须是生命里边出来的东西。
You must abide in order to have the light of fellowship.
你必须要住在主里边，你才能够有这个交通的亮光。
Light dispels darkness.
这个光就可以驱散你的黑暗。
Now think about this.
要想一想。
Do you know what darkness is?
你知道什么是黑暗吗？
It's the absence of light.
就是没有光的时候。
When light comes in, darkness disappears.
当光进来的时候，黑暗就消除了。
But as soon as the light is turned off, the darkness returns.
但是当灯被关掉的时候，这个黑暗就进来。
In John 15:4, the Lord Jesus said, "Abide in me."
在约翰福音十五章四节，主说：“你们要藏在我里面。”
That's not a request.
这个不是一个要求。
That's a command.
这是一个命令。
In your temporal life, this life on earth, you always have the law of sin and death working in you.
在这个暂时的生活里边，我们一直会在死、罪和死的那个律之下。
If we yield to it, we will always be under our circumstances.
如果我们来顺从那个罪和死的律的话，我们就永远做我们环境的奴隶。
But you're in Christ and you have a greater law than the law of sin and death.
但是如果你在基督里，那你就有一个更大的一个律，那就是律，那就是生命和圣灵的律。
A much more powerful law.
那就是更有能力的一个律。
The law of the life of Christ.
就是基督的生命在你里边的那个律。
One more illustration.
再有一个例子。
Your spiritual life, my spiritual life, is much like an iron bar.
那你的生命，属灵生命和我的属灵生命就好像是一个铁的一个杆子。
Did they get the word iron? I-R-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. I got a southern accent, so I don't know where that comes out. Our life is like an iron bar. It's black, cold, and hard.
我们的生命就好像是一个这个铁的这个门栓一样，它是黑的，它是冷的。
But if you put an iron bar into a furnace, it glows red hot.
但是如果你把这样的一个铁块放在一个炉子里头烧的时候，它就会变得非常的热。
It becomes pliable and moldable.
然后它就可以变得柔软，它就可以被改变。
It becomes a glowing mass.
它就可以变成一团能够发光的东西。
But as soon as you withdraw it from the fire, it returns to its old condition.
但是你把它从炉子里边拿出来了以后，它马上就会变回原来的那种情形。
That's why we must continue to abide in fellowship with the Lord.
这就是为什么我们要一直藏在主里头，要一直与他相交。
So tonight, brothers and sisters, we need to be challenged.
所以今天晚上弟兄姊妹，我们要接受一个挑战。
The Lord is coming soon. We need to be ready.
主很快就要回来了，我们需要预备好。
We need to present ourselves to the Lord. Consecrate that new man to Christ.
我们应该把我们自己的那个新人奉献给我们的主。
And we need to begin that process of renewing our mind.
我们应该开始在这个心思更新的这个过程里面。
The Holy Spirit will remind you.
圣灵会来提醒我们。
When you begin to lay out your problem before the Lord,
当你把你的问题在主面前陈述的时候，
I hope the Holy Spirit reminds you, hey, there's a but here, if you'll just get to it.
我希望圣灵能够提醒你说，在那个地方有一个但是，我希望你能够进到那个但是里头。
But God.
但是神。
All things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
We need to come into sonship, able to be in the Father's business, acceptable to live in the kingdom.
我们需要得到神儿子的名分，能够来在父的事上有份。
With man, this is impossible.
在人这是不能的。
But with God, all things are possible.
但在神凡事都能。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we're depending on you tonight.
主耶稣，我们今天晚上来投靠你。
To overcome all the weariness and tiredness in our hearts.
你来在我们一切的疲惫身上面得胜。
And Lord, may your word still penetrate.
主啊，愿你的话仍然具有穿透力。
Lord, bring us to that place where we're acceptable for your kingdom.
主啊，把我们带到那个地步，让我们能够接受你的国度。
Lord, I do ask that you bless everyone's sleep tonight.
主，我今天晚上求你祝福每一个睡觉的人。
And that we will awaken in the morning refreshed in Jesus Christ.
所以早上我们醒过来的时候，我们都能够在主里边被更新。
I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
我靠着主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。